Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Williamsburg Unitarian Universalists. My name is Eva Burke, and I am this morning's worship associate. I have a few announcements to share as we begin. Next week, we will have one service at 11:15. We'll welcome back musical guest Greg Greenway for a family-friendly service. That's going to be a good service. Tomorrow evening, all are welcome to join an interfaith Thanksgiving service sponsored by HEART, Historic Area Religions Together. The service will be on Monday at 7 p.m. in the gym at Walsingham Academy on Jamestown Road. Also coming up, mark your calendars now for our annual Yule Sing on Friday, November 30th. We'll share a potluck dinner, sing carols, and enjoy fun activities for all ages. Come and kick off the winter holidays with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Welcome. We are happy that you've joined us, you who are here in body, as well as those who are live streaming this morning's service. Whether you enter this sanctuary seeking comfort, encouragement, or inspiration, you belong here. You are seen here. We welcome you just as you are. If you are a visitor today, we offer you a special welcome. Please rise in body or spirit and join me in saying our welcoming words. And please, as you say these words, speak them to each other. Moment to meet each, to greet each other in welcome and worship.
I invite you to remain standing. I invite you to remain standing. Our opening hymn this morning is number 368 in your gray hymnal. Number 368. Please remain standing as you're willing and able. The way this is going to work this morning is that the part that's in the bass clef is for the people who sing the bass notes. And the part that's in the treble clef is for the people who sing the treble notes. So Dave is going to go ahead and play this through once, and then we're going to jump in. It's four verses. You see those little things at the bottom? There are four verses. So be ready to go four times. You good? All right, Dave.
To you all, what a joy to be here together with you on this Music Sunday. All this month, we have been exploring what it means to be a people of memory. Today, we take up that theme with art. as we present to you a very new choral piece written in 2014 by the Norwegian-American composer Ola Yelo. The piece uses words written generations ago in 1874 when the poet Walt Whitman was singing to us of his vision of an inclusive and vibrant and growth-filled world. So today we reach out both backward into history and forward into the future to link together the generations in this imperfect but blessed world, in this community of memory and hope. Come, let us worship together.
Now please join me in saying the words printed in your order of service as Talia and Lila come forward to light the chalice. We light this chalice for the warmth of love, for the light of truth, for the energy of action,
Normally, at this point in the service, I would invite the children to come on up and sit with me, but you know what? There's no room. So I'm going to tell the story from here, and I'm going to invite our children to snuggle up in your seats. We're going to project some pictures. This is a story with incredible pictures. I'm so happy to share it with you. This is a story called Dreamers, and it's by Yuji Morales. I dreamed of you, and then you appeared. Together, we became amor, love, amor. Resplendent life, you and I. One day, we bundled gifts in our backpack. Do you see what's in the backpack? I think it's a coyote. And a little skull for Day of the Dead. Lots of gifts. A guitar, too. We bundled gifts in our backpack and crossed a bridge outstretched like the universe. And the bird says, adios, corazón. Goodbye, heart. And when we made it to the other side, thirsty, in awe, unable to go back, we became immigrants. Migrantes, you and I. The sky and the land welcomed us in words unlike those of our ancestors. Do you see what the banner says at the bottom? It says, give thanks. Might be Thanksgiving time. There were so many things we didn't know, unable to understand and afraid to speak. Look, they're looking at a map of the subway in San Francisco. It's kind of confusing. We made lots of mistakes. Look, she's playing in a fountain, washing her little boy, and the police officer thinks that's not such a good idea. She says, I? You and I became caminantes. Thousands and thousands of steps we took around this land. Until the day we found a place we had never seen before. Suspicious. Improbable. What place is this? What do you think? lots of books. Unbelievable, surprising, so many books. Unimaginable. Look at all the things, a shark, a rocket, there's the coyote again. Lots of books. Where we didn't need to speak, we only needed to trust. And we did. And if you look very closely, you can see that the lady on the right is handing them, what is she handing them? A library card. Books became our language. Books became our home. Books became our lives. We learned to read, to speak, to write, and to make our voices heard. Someday, we will become something we haven't even yet imagined. But right now, we are stories. We are two languages. We are lucha. We are resilience. We are hope. We are dreamers, soñadores of the world. We are love, amor, love. Two dreamers, two visionaries, separated by time, but so united in spirit. Walt Whitman. Walt Whitman, born on Long Island in New York, a journalist, a teacher, a Civil War nurse, and really the American poet of the latter 19th century, flinging his arms wide to embrace the whole country with all its diversity and its fullness. He wrote poem after poem about the United States as a land of many and diverse people, workers, soldiers, parents, children, people of all races and all backgrounds, here together. He is our great poet of interconnectedness. In his poem, Song of Myself, he describes all of these different kinds of people, and he says, not only do these people exist, but I am all these people. I am. I participate in each life, he says. I myself become each one, because we are all connected through our common humanity and the great gift that we have of empathy, seeing through another person's eyes, walking in their shoes, feeling with their hearts. And another dreamer, another visionary, Yuyi Morales, born and raised in Mexico, immigrating to the United States with her son, Kelly, in 1994. She just told us the story of the first time she and her son visited a public library. She had never in her life seen a picture book before. She was entranced by the power of pictures and words to tell a story. Looking back, she recalls the library taught her that through books, we can find our path and purpose. She discovered that she herself was a writer of words, a teller of stories. I like to think that Walt Whitman had people like Yuyi and Kelly Morales in mind when he wrote his own poem, Song of the Universal. Listen to these lines from that poem. He writes, "And thou, America, thou too surroundest all, embracing, carrying, welcoming all. Thou too by pathways broad and new. An America that embraces all, carries all, welcomes all. Is that not the America that we too sing? I invite you now to join in a spirit of meditation, reflection, and prayer. Spirit of life, spirit of love. Today we celebrate the wonderful gifts of art to bless our lives, to inspire us, and to shape our world for the better. Gifts of word and music and pictures calling us one and all to embrace our common humanity, to celebrate each other's stories, to join together as allies in the common quest for justice and compassion. Today we offer a special prayer for dreamers everywhere and for immigrants around the world. For everyone who, in the beautiful words of Yuyi Morales, enters a new country carried by hopes and dreams and carrying our own special gifts to build a better future. For those who come by plane or car or caravan, we offer a prayer for their safety and our gratitude for the gifts they bring. Today also we offer a special prayer for a different kind of dreamer, honoring the observance of the Transgender Day of Remembrance on Tuesday. We add our witness that we have found joy in diversity. We lift up the truth that transgender people are a precious and a beautiful part of our human community. We rejoice with all those who have followed the call to be open and honest about the truth of their lives, paving the way for others to follow, witnessing with their hearts, their bodies, and their lives. So we all witness to our faith that life is a sacred gift with many forms, many faces, and that every person is beloved in the sight of the divine. And now, as we do each week, we pause to lift up the joys and the sorrows present in this community and in our world. We note with sorrow that Natalie Miller Moore's grandmother has passed away. Eileen Kirby Cooper passed away on Monday morning. Natalie's family celebrated her life this weekend in Cleveland. And Natalie and her family, thank you for the many kind thoughts and wishes that have come their way at this time. We also have a joy to share. We're so excited. The Sapalio Beniche family is so thrilled to announce the birth of Sienna Mae Sapalio Beniche. She was born on Friday. Hi, family! We're so glad you guys are here. She was born on Friday, and she joins her parents, Jessica and Ariel, as well as siblings Christian, Savannah, and Luca. Shout out. Welcome, Sienna Mae. We can't wait to meet her. Some among you also add their own joys and sorrows to be mentioned. Today we send our healing thoughts and meditations to Linda Tang. Linda's husband, Ming, died several days ago. We send our love, we send our support. We also continue to hold Janie Dixon in our thoughts and prayers. She is going to be having more tests this week to try to figure out what treatments are possible for her as she deals with a cancer diagnosis. We note also We continue to think of those affected by the California fires. So many lives devastated. We send our prayers and our deep concern. And last but not least, the choir wishes to express its gratitude to Jamie Bartlett for, in the words of one choir member, for leading us down new musical paths. We also thank our wonderful pianist, Dave Robbins. Thank you all. We can't wait to hear this piece. It may be that you are carrying someone on your heart as well. I invite you now to speak the names of those who you are carrying today, or simply hold them in silence and know that they are present too. We open our hearts and send our prayers to all those who are sick or suffering in any way, and to all who are weighed down by sorrow and danger, and to all who are in need. We send our prayers to the people of the world and to the manifold beings of this earth and to the earth itself. May the blessings of love and hope, joy and courage find their way to wherever they are needed, and may we ourselves be a vessel as we move through each day. I invite you now to add your own silent prayers and meditation. So may it be. Amen.
Each Sunday, we make an offering from the bounty we are blessed to enjoy. We do so in a spirit of generosity and in recognition of our ongoing commitment to serve our world and share our values. If you are a visitor today, there's no expectation that you take part in the offering. Your presence here is gift enough. For all who are moved to give today and each week, we thank you. If you're writing a check, please make it payable to WUU. Today's offering will help our congregation pay down our mortgage for this beautiful new building. We take these mortgage collections once a month in gratitude for the physical space that welcomes us and in the spirit of lightening the financial load on future generations. The ushers will now receive our gifts. Thank you for your generosity. Together we can make a difference. Individually, our collective gifts equal so much more. Thank you. In a few minutes, you will hear the choir sing Ola Yeho's setting to Walt Whitman's words. I invite you to hear them now and begin to take them in. There is an excerpt in your order of service. Come, said the muse, sing me a song no poet yet has chanted. Sing me the universal. In this broad earth of ours, amid the measureless grossness and the slag, enclosed and safe within its central heart, nestles the seed, perfection. By every life, a share, or more or less, none born but is born, concealed or unconcealed, the seed is waiting. Give me, O God, to sing that thought. Give me, give him or her I love, this quenchless faith in thy ensemble. Whatever else withheld, withhold not from us belief in plan of thee enclosed in time and space, health, peace, salvation, universal. All for immortality, love, like the light, silently wrapping all, nature's amelioration blessing all, the blossoms, fruits of ages, orchards divine and certain, forms, objects, growths, humanities, to spiritual images ripening.
I have a few words of introduction to the piece that we are about to hear. Like Yuyi Morales and her son, composer Ola Yeho is an immigrant. He was born in Norway in 1978. He came to the United States in 2001 to study music. He writes that he has always loved the poetry of Walt Whitman. He says, I love the unabashed optimism, the exuberance, and his unwavering confidence in our deeper humanity, all through the prism of a big, warm, beating heart. At the beginning of this piece, you're going to hear some of the strings hold a long, steady note. I like to think that this is the idea of the universal. But then it's going to start to move. And to me, it feels like all the diversity of the world, like you're flying in a plane and looking down over the landscape. Then the choir comes in and begins to sing. And the choir is telling us there is this tiny seed deep in the earth, and it is a seed called perfection. That seed of perfection is also in every person and everything, which means to me that even though some things in life seem very messed up, there is still a seed of perfection in everything if we can just find it. And the melodies in this piece, the melodies you'll hear, they're big, they're soaring, they swoop and sway. And I imagine them painting a picture of the whole world with their voices. Some of our children might like to draw while you listen to the music, perhaps some of our adults too. So if you want to draw, I wonder, as you listen to this music, I wonder if you could draw a picture of everything in the world. How would you do that? It's a big job, but that is what this music is going to try to do. Now I invite you to prepare yourselves for this beautiful work. Will you please welcome our choir and our orchestra and our director of music, Dr. Jamie Bartlett. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, now it's your turn. If you'll open your teal hymnals to number 1010, We Give Thanks, we'd love to have you stand and join us in singing We Give Thanks. So everybody up if you can.
Thank you so much. Please join me in our closing words to extinguish the chalice. They're printed in the order of service.
You to join hands for our closing circle. Here again, the words of Yuyi Morales. Someday we will become something we haven't even yet imagined. But right now, we are stories, we are resilience, we are hope, we are dreamers. Soñadores of the world, we are love. We are love. May this be so. Go in peace. Amen. And blessed be.